101.3 MyFM, I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and we had a big, I guess it is an anniversary here in Milton, and I don't think many people realize this, but Mayor Krantz celebrated his 40th anniversary of being mayor here in Milton, the longest serving mayor in Canadian history, and that anniversary marked the halfway point of council's latest term. Now, I am joined on the line by first-time councillor Christina Tesser-Dirksen. Now, Christina, in your opinion, and this is your first term, how has the term been going?
Well, it's an interesting time to be a first-time counselor. I would say at this point, you know, the honeymoon's kind of over. I'm not really able to call myself a new counselor anymore because we are halfway through the term. We're 2 years in. That being said, I'm still learning. There's lots to learn every day. And of course, we've had the COVID pandemic to deal with. So that's made things new and interesting for everybody on council. We're not having council meetings in person anymore. There's a lot of revisions to how business is being carried out at the town. There's different considerations we have to make for the struggles that our residents are dealing with. So it's been interesting to say the least, but you know, it's a great staff we have at the town of Milton, and the plan that we've had, much before I came on the scene, the plan that staff and the town and council had, implemented was a good one, and they stuck with the plan, and it's put us in a really good position both financially and socially with respect to dealing with crises like we have this year. So overall, I'm still happy to be in a position. I'm still thrilled to be assisting residents and constituents in my ward. Happy to be helping out different organizations and being a voice to those who might otherwise not be heard. And still learning lots, and feel really honored still to be in the position. Excited to see what the next half of the term brings. Hopefully there'll be a swift resolution to COVID, but you know, whether it's fast or it's slow, we will continue to be diligent and continuing to do good work for the residents of Milton with my colleagues on council and staff.
Christina, I heard you say the word plan there, and I'm going to give this next question some context for you and for our listeners. So pretty well every Thursday, I fill in for our sister station in Peterborough. It's an oldie station, and I just read the news for them. But I read yesterday that Peterborough is starting to work on their new official plan for the first time since the 1980s. Now, I know Milton is working on theirs right now. It's a big deal to project the next, you know, 30, 40, maybe 50 years of growth. How is the Milton official plan coming along?
Yeah, you know, the official plan is a very interesting exercise. And again, it's the first time I've been through one as a counselor. This really is kind of, you know, what people would call not the constitution, but, you know, the constating document of land use in the municipality. So the official plan, it does have a vision that actually takes us all the way to the year 2050. So quite a ways into the future. And of course, it gets amended frequently as scenarios change. But what it's doing is it's laying out how we want to see land used in the coming decades. And so that's really a planning exercise. But whenever you're talking about planning environment, you really have to think a lot about what the environment's being used for. Are people living there? Are people working there? Is it rural? Is it agricultural? Is it urban? Is it high density, low density? So these are the types of things that planners have to sit down and think about, you know, and really their eyes are even further than decades in the future. Sometimes they're looking, you know, 100 years into the future and what type of planning and legacy they're going to leave for their successors in the planning department. So it really is an interesting document in the sense that it connects us so tangibly with the future, with generations of people that we're never going to get a chance to meet. That legacy that we put in place now is something that they will build off of, just like we've built off of official plans of the past. So it's really an important exercise for the entire town. So although we call it a planning exercise, it's really important that everyone who lives and works here has a voice in land use planning into the future. So that's why you've seen our We Make Milton official plan project launched earlier this year. And there's a website. People can go on the website and make comments. They can watch a great video about exactly what an official plan is and what it's meant to do and how they can have a say in how it ends up being drafted. So it's really an exciting way for people to be part of a planning process that will still be in place, you know, many, many years after they're no longer residents here, including myself.
I am joined by town councilor for Milton's Ward 1, Christina Tesser-Dirksen. Now, Christina, I wouldn't be doing my job here if I didn't ask the tough questions. Tomorrow is Halloween. I know you like to dress up for the day, so I believe last year was a Scooby-Doo costume of some sorts. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I was wondering, what are your plans this year for Halloween?
I think the Scooby-Doo might have been quite a long time ago. We did a family, this is back when my kids were young and would actually get dressed up and play along with my crazy Halloween plans, but we did the Scooby-Doo gang. Yeah, it was pretty fun. That was years ago. Last year I did pick out one character. So I showed up at town hall dressed as Thelma. Yeah, Thelma from Scooby-Doo, with the glasses and the orange sweater. So that was my costume last year. And then I have a pretty well-known banana costume that I have been seen around town in before. And usually I'll throw that on and just dance on the front porch for the kids at night when they're trick-or-treating. Now, of course, this year we have a whole different set of circumstances to deal with. So we are anticipating maybe fewer children at our house, but we're still going to be fully decorated. And we're going to have some protocols in place. So we're going to just be reminding people to keep their masks on when they're approaching the house. And it's just going to be myself handing out candy rather than, you know, us taking turns or a group of us at the house. And I have a few sets of tongs. So rather than handling the candy with my hands, I'm going to have gloves and a set of tongs. And they're barbecue tongs, so they're nice and long, so we can keep distance with our trick-or-treaters.
That is all the time that we have. Thank you so much for doing this, Christina.
Yeah, my pleasure, Cameron. Have a wonderful Halloween and a great start to the month of November as we head into the holiday season.
Yeah, happy Halloween. That is Councillor Christina Tesser-Dirksen. We will have her on in a few weeks' time, actually, and ask her some tougher questions, I'm sure. It's Halloween. You got to ask about Halloween. I mean, come on. Next week, I'll try to get a hold of John Shalinor. We're coming off a busy month or two for the Milton Historical Society, so I'm sure he'll have a few things to share about that, as well as some stuff from council. Anyway, if you missed tonight's episode, you'll be able to find the full interview at miltonnow.ca. We'll have it up there at the top of the next hour or so. Until then, I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and that was This Week in Milton.